The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Whoa. Strap yourselves in. Hi guys, I celebrated my 30th birthday on Friday night. Happy birthday. It was a big night for me. I went all out for my night to stand out from other basic parties that people have. I had a balloon arch, a photo booth and a 360 booth too.
Who doesn't?
My dress was very expensive, as was the food. No cocktail sausages or soggy wedges. I had beautiful canapes and sushi. My boyfriend ruined the night. He got down on one knee and proposed on the day that was meant to be all mine. We have talked about getting engaged, but on what planet does someone who is meant to love you set out to ruin such a big night? Like, I have been planning my 30th since Christmas. I said yes, obviously, but I have not been able to speak to him since. No way. He needs to know this is not okay. He stole my thunder and made the night all about him. Do you think it's mad to propose to someone on the night of their birthday?
Woo, okay.
I really hate people sometimes.
Where do we start?
I just hope the boyfriend isn't listening.
Can we start on the fact that you've, like...
Can we start on the fact that it's sushi?
Canapes and sushi.
I want an old salad sambo or a few sausages when I go to a party.
After a few pints,
I don't want sushi. Raw fish, go away from me.
I do like a bit of sushi.
I don't know. I don't even think there's actually, do you know what? There's no words for you. Like, if you had been...
I can think of a few.
Yeah, they're coming in there thick and fast. Mm. If you had been a little bit put out by the fact that it was on the same night, right? Okay, fine. You move on. You've met somebody that wanted in front of your whole family and all of your friends to share in this wonderful, joyful, happy moment. Got down on one knee. Thought that this was like the perfect time to tell you, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And what did you do? You said yes. And now you've thrown it back in his face. And you've come across as the most ungrateful human. Like, this man wants to marry you. He wants to be with you. You're 30th. Congratulations. Happy 30th birthday. What more do you want? You know what? You're never going to be happy with life.
Can I ask, can I park the attitudes, the ungratefulness and all that just for a moment, and just that general thing of proposing? Is it a no-no to do it at an event?
Not necessarily, but like, there are probably some people that maybe have discussed it and thought, you know what, I'd rather do it in quiet or like not in a restaurant or not with people around. But it's generally something that you've kind of had the conversation about. But that said, Niall, if you haven't had the conversation and somebody thinks that you that they're doing the right thing, and to me, this guy, how did he steal your thunder? It's your thunder together. Like, you are the thunder. The two of you are thunder.
It's ridiculous. Last week on the show, when Travis and your one guy, who was Taylor got engaged, me and Eve had a chat, and Rachel came in. We were talking about, like, you know, what would you like? Do you want to do it in public? And they were like, it's not for me. But I think this lad has done nothing wrong, because clearly, from the fact that you wanted big balloons and everything, you wanted a fuss made.
Yeah.
So, like, in terms of an engagement, I think he knew that you would want people around, that you can be posting on Instagram. Because, number one, don't get me started on the party, because that's just all for social media. I don't care what anyone thinks. I like to be spoiled on my birthday. I like to be the day made about me. But I don't go to the bother doing it myself. I want the people who love and care for me the most to be all like, you're special. You deserve everything.
Yeah.
I just think that this is ridiculous. And I think your poor boyfriend / fiance now, you're after saying yes, you're definitely going to be on Instagram saying, oh my God, the love of my life.
Yeah, look at my ring.
Together.
Look at my ring.
Exactly.
Well, it's all ruined
my 30th. Oh, what? Your sushi wasn't cold enough, was it, at night? Because everyone was watching you again and get, oh, I hate people. I hate people.
You are going to, you listen to me.
Okay.
You are going to be very unhappy if you have found fault in what has happened at your 30th. That is not a way. You.
It's ridiculous.
You know our friend Lisa that listens to the show, she has a phrase, a beautiful tagline. She says, choose happiness. It is. And you have done the opposite of choosing happiness. You've caused chaos.
You've brought thunder.
Where chaos, you are the thunder together. You should. Most of the messages we can't read out for obvious reasons. A girl in touch with us to say that her boyfriend stole her thunder and ruined her birthday by proposing to her at her 30th over the weekend. And it's possible that anybody that was at a 30th over the weekend is now contact.
Yeah. Say the WhatsApp groups are lit this morning. That's all.
There
I
is like. One message. Sorry, I don't know where it is, but it said that they would like to set up a support group for the guy in question.
Yeah, that was from Sam. Such hard worker, poor fiance. Can we set up a support group for him?
Will we get through some of the messages?
Read a few of the texts to start with, maybe.
Paulina, I think she's mad as a brush. How could he steal your thunder for the love of God? Not only her birthday, but also engaged. All eyes were on her. Oh my God, what will she say on her wedding day? Will he steal her thunder because he showed up? Few words. Selfish, childish, stupid.
Okay, Lorna was on. What a dilemma. This girl needs to come down off her high horse. If she didn't want to be proposed to on her birthday or at an event, she should have just said that outright to him. The man went out of his way to make her big day even better. It's just been thrown back in his face, and I hope he can see that and has gotten a glimpse of what he's signed up for.
Well, Lisa, guys, the only thing I can say is that she should hand that ring back. She's so in love with herself, there's no room for anyone else in her life. I wish her and herself all the best. If she's a nightmare now, can you imagine the wedding?
Yeah, a lot of people saying that. Right, let's hear a couple of the voice notes. Shanine was on to us.
Lads, I'd actually sit in here, and the more you were talking about that, the more my jaw was hitting the floor. Like, is she for real? Like, seriously, like, he proposed to her and he took my thunder. He ruined my night and now I can't talk to him. She sounds like she needs a good I won't even say it, but like, come on, like, cop yourself on, girl. Be happy that you have a decent fella that actually proposed to you, because by your standards, like, if I was him, I'd be running for the hills, because she's just setting him up for a lifetime of misery, because that's what she is. She's just a miserable owl bat.
She's only 30. I don't know how old is fair. Right, run for the hills. It's a very common phrase this morning. Kelly was on to us too.
In regards to the dilemma, I think it's mad that he actually proposed to her. Get her head out of her fucking arse. Christ.
It's a lot of like anger and frustration.
Is. Yeah. Eddie was on to us too this morning.
A spoiled little child is all that on his lips. Honest to Jesus, a blown arse. And sushi and a boho boo. Why is she 10? The man thought he was going to be lovely and romantic posing to you, and you're talking about him that way. A spoiled little child is all that on his head.
Yeah, not impressed. Not impressed at all this morning.
Nothing more that we can really say on that, is there? Like, it's all been said.